The Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Deus, Agnus Dei, Filius Patris,
quid vobis peccata mundi,
who set St. Catherine of Siena on fire with divine love in her contemplation of the Lord's Passion and her service of your Church. Grant through her intercession that your people, participating in the mystery of Christ, may ever exult in the revelation of his glory, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God for ever and ever.
Amen.
First letter of St. John. This is what we have heard from Jesus Christ, and the message that we are announcing to you. God is light. There is no darkness in him at all. If we say that we are in union with God while we are living in darkness, we are lying because we are not living the truth. But if we live our lives in the light, as he is in the light, we are in union with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we say we have no sin in us, we are deceiving ourselves and refusing to admit the truth. But if we acknowledge our sins, then God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and purify us from everything that is wrong. To say that we have never sinned is to call God a liar, to show that his word is not in us. I am writing this, my children, to stop you sinning, but if anyone should sin, we have our advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, who is just. He is the sacrifice that takes our sins away, and not only ours, but the whole world's. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
My soul give thanks to the Lord.
My soul give thanks to the Lord.
My soul give thanks to the Lord. All my being bless his holy name. My soul give thanks to the Lord, and never forget all his blessings.
My soul give thanks to the Lord.
It is he who forgives all your guilt, who heals every one of your ills, who redeems your life from the grave, who crowns you with love and compassion.
My soul gives thanks to the Lord.
The Lord is compassionate, love, slow to anger and rich in mercy. His wrath will come to an end. He will not be angry forever.
My soul give thanks to the Lord.
As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on us who keep his covenant in truth.
My soul give thanks to the Lord.
Hiding these things from the learned and the clever, and revealing them to mere children. Yes, Father, for that is what it pleased you to do. Everything has been entrusted to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, just as no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labour and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. Shoulder my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Yes, my yoke is easy and my burden light. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today we celebrate the feast of the great saint and doctor of the Church, Saint Catherine of Siena, who lived in the 14th century, a time that was full of confusion and friction in so many areas of society, including in the Church. During that time, many of the Christian states of Europe were at war with one another, and because of the powerful French monarchy, the Pope no longer lived in Rome, but in Avignon. That eventually led to the Great Western Schism, where the Church had two different popes at the same time. But history tells us that every time the church and world is in seeming demise, the Lord uses that as an opportunity to raise up some pretty incredible saints. Catherine is one of those. She knew that the only way for her to do her part to heal the church was through prayer and penance. Her remedy for the sins of the church was to look at her own, to repent of them, to change her ways. She knew that the only soul that she could change and cause to cooperate with God's grace, to conform to Christ's will, was her own. That's a message for each of us during our time, especially when it can feel the world is entering a period of uncertainty. Unlike Catherine, most of us will not experience visions and mystical experiences so as to be a prophetic voice in the world today. However, we can see that reform of the church comes through each of us as members of the body of Christ, striving to be faithful to the teachings of Jesus and to living out our Christian vocation. May St. Catherine be a firm guide for us as we seek to discern a way to help build up the church in our own time. Let us ask God our Father to help us to be open to the Spirit, like Catherine of Siena, as we make our prayers to him. For leaders of the Church, may they always be open to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, and so through him grow in wisdom and truth. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For those whose faith has become weak, may they come alive again to God's message, and may the dying embers of their love of God be fanned into a flame. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For young Christians, that taking St. Catherine of Siena as a guide, they may desire to live in holiness and extend the hand of friendship to all in need. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We make our prayers with Mary, Mother of the Risen Lord. Hail Mary.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In silence, we bring before the Lord our own private intentions. Father, you have not left us as orphans, but sent us the Holy Spirit, in whose power we make our prayer to you, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Accept, O Lord, the saving sacrifice we offer in commemoration of Saint Catherine, so that instructed by her teaching we may give ever more fervent thanks to you, the one true God, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, poured in the saints who consecrated themselves to Christ for the sake of the kingdom of heaven, it is right to celebrate the wonders of your providence, by which you call human nature back to its original holiness, and bring it to experience on this earth, the gift you promise in the new world to come. And so, with all the angels and saints, we praise you, as without end we acclaim.
Sanctus, 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 Dominus Deus,
created rightly gives you praise, for through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Catherine, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis our Pope, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy for ever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Saviour's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Agnus Dei,
quid nobis peccata mori, miserere nobis.
Agnus Dei,
quid nobis peccata mori, miserere nobis.
Agnus Dei,
quid nobis peccata mori, dona nobis pacem.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
In quae prudentes virgines, ace plero donum, in nostris suis cognabatimus, mediate clacte,
let us pray. May the heavenly table at which we have been fed, O Lord, confer eternal life upon us, as even in this world it nourished the life of Saint Catherine. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.